Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports Domestics Microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies. And we head into the weekend, the Pickle Bar. Led by the Barrels and the Dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. We'll get into some news of the day, but before we get to that, time now for America's greatest therapy session.
It's a good way to put it. But this is kind of praise today somewhat, because I'll tell you what, Steve, Adam Silver gets it.
This has to be difficult for you.
In a way, yes. Because I've always had a love-hate relationship with the NBA.
I mean, the day your kids find out that, you know. Daddy said something nice. I'm like, what can I say? You're always nice with Uncle Steve. I'm like, I know. Somebody has to be. Continue.
I got to tell you, Adam Silver gets it as a commissioner. As we all know today, Ja Morant got a 25-game suspension because he continues to say and do stupid things online when it comes to guns, and he mentioned it as a reckless behavior. But the quote that he put in here I thought was perfect, and I think every other commissioner should act like this. He said, not only is it concerning about his behavior, but it's also concerning the potential for young people to emulate his conduct is concerning. Because that's what this is really all about. Young people look up to these guys all the time because they can play basketball well. But when they do stupid stuff like this off the court or off the field, online, then, yeah, he's absolutely right. And we got to pay more attention to that as a society, in my opinion. So good for Adam Silver to put the hammer down, give him the 25-game suspension with some contingencies that he goes to, I guess it's a class to, you know, to work on these things. That's exactly what he needs to do. Because this guy has a problem. It's clear as day. He has a problem. This is the third time that this has come up with him. And this is the second time now he's been suspended. So good on Adam Silver to give him the big suspension, but also make sure that he actually corrects his mistakes before he comes back, because this guy's had three things happen to him. He's put out three different statements. What has he done? Zipola. Prove it. Prove it that you're actually going to change and be a good role model and a good citizen, besides a good basketball player. So good job, Adam Silver.
It's always difficult, from a personal point of view, dealing with people with anger management issues.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
All right. So, very quickly, and then Ja Morant, obviously a very talented player. He needs to, above all, surround himself with the right people. That's not easy to do. One thing, Memphis does not have a veteran presence on the team. You know, I mean, really, they really don't. And young people always need mentors. They always do. It's so important. It's critical to the development of any young person. Something that is difficult for young stars is in who you surround yourself with and the entourage that is around the player. So I'll give you an example of... obviously, I work with somebody like Jack Ham, who is revered, a star, a Hall of Famer, all right, all those things. And if you notice in the booth, it's Jack, it's me, then of course there's Roger, Bob, but there's another person, and Brian's on the field, but there's another person up there, and that is Ron Moeller. So all kidding aside about Ron Moeller, Ron Moeller and Jack grew up together and were best friends. It was fact, in high school, Ron was the star. Ron was the quarterback. Ron was the point guard in the basketball team. Ron was the shortstop. Right? All in high school. So Ron was the star. Jack then transitioned and became the star once he got to Penn State. But Jack always knows, no matter what, Ron has his back. No matter what. Because Ron's not a Johnny-come-lately. Ron's not a, you know, is around Jack because Jack's a star. Ron's been there since day one. Not many people have that kind of, you know, when nobody knew who you were kind of relationship. Okay? And that's something that's important in our booth. We talk about all the time. Jack and I talk about this all the time. We always, always have each other's backs, no matter what. And that's important. What Ja Morant needs is somebody around him that says, Ja, put the gun away. Ja, we're not, okay, time to leave the nightclub. We got to go. He needs somebody around him that he trusts that tells him that, because they're telling him to do that in his best interest, not in the best interest of the entourage. That's what he needs. He needs somebody that looks at him and says, hey, it's in your best interest, Ja. Not mine. I'm fine. I'm secure in my own life and my own deeds and whatever I do. But as your friend, I'm telling you, no more. You can't put the guns away. Don't post that. Okay? Time to leave the nightclub. Hey, right? you're starting to get a little trouble here. Right? And I'm not doing it to protect me, because hey, guess what? You keep going, I'm going to take off. I'm doing this in your best interest. He needs somebody like that around him to talk to him like that. He needs mentors, or a mentor, or a best friend, or somebody that talks to him and treats him that way. He really does need that. And obviously none of us have to do it that with Jack, for goodness sake. But I'm saying that he does need somebody like that. I think it's important for him moving forward. who he surrounds himself with. Too many of the young players in sports get surrounded by hangers-on, what I refer to as the entourage. And there are some good people in entourages. It's not all bad, but you've got some people in there that, look, they're just there because they want to be around. And, hey, I'm a buddy with, and pick name of star. You know, I'm tight with, and pick name of star. You know, that's why they're there. Instead of being around for really the right reasons. Right? Hey, we're friends, you know, but I've got my life, you've got your life, and hey, you need anything from me? Hey, I'll give you the shirt off my back. I mean, those are the kind of people that Ja Morant needs. The shirt off the back kind of person that has the ability to say, hey, look, in your best interest, hey, put the gun away. Okay? In fact, why don't you stow those things and get okay? All right? You're a basketball player. Okay? Put in the safe. Do something. Get rid of it. Don't post that. You're a basketball player. You're a professional. Act like a professional. Post professional things. All right? Hey, Ja, guess what? Things are getting a little crazy around here in the nightclub. Time to get out of here. Let's go. That's what he needs around him. That's my opinion.
Well said. 100%.
It's just less hate-filled in your view. In 25 games, I mean, look, Commissioner Adam Silver's been on this from minute one. I mean, he's been on it from minute one. Okay, so this has not been something where the commissioner has never been lax about this. He has, in several press conferences, interviews, statements, when he's been asked about it, has indicated in each one that he was going to take these kind of steps. So he has been on it from minute one, to his credit. So. Well, that can't be the only thing you've got. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more trips to the Venom rabbit hole in a moment. Kind of like your second home. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection, imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Interesting listening to the suit discuss the golf outing. And here's a guy who thinks Peter Millar is the defensive back for the Atlanta Falcons. Like, no.
S-U-I-T. That spells suit.
It's so sad. So what else is going on in your hate-filled world?
Tell you what, your guy, Woj,
Woj.
I just saw this come up today.
Woj having a big day.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's like just waiting for phone calls from the office.
This is like
in Secaucus.
Yeah.
Hey, Woj, here's a story to break.
Like yesterday. Well, look at today. This is the top NBA video right now on ESPN.com. And I know I'm kind of going into a rabbit hole here, but it's still, as you know, I can't ignore stupid. Why Woj doesn't see the Lakers going after a big star this offseason? They haven't gone after a big star in 2-3 years. They've got LeBron. They've got Anthony Davis, and they were in the Western Conference Final. They got the rear ends handed to them by the Nuggets, but they were in the Western Conference Final. Enough with this pushing narrative garbage that is in this NBA media today. That all the stars just want to go to L.A., Boston, Brooklyn, Miami, the Knicks, whatever. That's why you got no ratings during the regular season.
Is there a certain place they don't want to go? That makes you upset?
I mean, partially. But he was even like this before the Sixers became relevant, before the process.
You can't even get from Yardley down to the arena now.
You might not even have to worry about it because our good old buddy and smart person Josh Harris wants to put the new arena in 2031 in Center City. Great thinking, Josh.
Yeah, but you can't even get there right now.
Well, yeah, with I-95, yeah. I'm honestly surprised that Philly fans have made it down to Citizens Bank Park.
We got some guy that's saying we ought to build a railroad from California to India. How about getting I-95 fixed?
Exactly. Yes.
Let's try that just for the hell of it.
Exactly right. Darn tootin'.
We live in a really bizarre world right now.
We really do, honestly.
You can continue.
Yeah. No, I mean,
here's what. Fix I-95. We're gonna look into the Live PGA merger. How about I-95?
Exactly. There's this thing with John Morant, and it's like, who's gonna come to the Lakers this offseason to team up with LeBron and Anthony Davis? Stop. Can I go vomit now? I mean, really, they don't need anybody. They're not going to get anybody right now until LeBron leaves. If he leaves, which is an also nauseating story in itself. No, what he's going to do this offseason, he has to think about things. No, you know what? He was a sore loser because he got his rear end handed to him in the conference final to the Joker. So let's be real about that right there.
If he'll leave, it'll be for the expansion team in Vegas if they're able to get it. I mean, that might be where he goes.
Absolutely. But the NBA wants to know, but going circling back, the NBA wants to know why they can't get any, nobody cares during the regular season. This is partially the reason. Because half of the league's fan base with all these teams that I just mentioned are all front-runner fans because they go to see these guys. They barely can say their name and know what they even do, what their number is. They just go and say, oh, there he is! LeBron! Anthony Davis! Oh, Jimmy Butler! Oh, he's so good! Stop. Why don't you go leave the building when your team is down and all of a sudden comes back in the NBA final? Stinking Heat fans.
Do you know all the players you mentioned? You know what they all have in common?
I'm not sure what.
They all got past the second round.
Yeah, that hurts. That's also partially infuriating. I'm not afraid to admit that.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Only appropriate that after a week's worth of rants that we're sponsored by Brewers Outlet. All right.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready for a couple cold ones this weekend.
Oh, man. Imagine what you sound like after that. All right. Let's get ready for the weekend. It's going to be a nice weekend, too. Father's Day weekend. How about some Brewers Outlet gift cards? Give that to Dad. Brewers Outlet gift card for Dad? How about that? They'll stock up for those Father's Day parties, get-togethers, picnics, whatever it may be. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Pickle bar, led by the barrels, the dills, indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15. Hummel's Wharf online at sunburymotors.com. All right. What's next?
You know, the latest with the Flyers now?
Oh, jeez. All right.
This isn't new, but at the same time, it's still out there with Kevin Hayes, who has done literally nothing for the Flyers. It's about as good as the suit's shutter or my drive lately since he's been a Flyer. But he says his relationship is fractured with John Tortorella, and the Flyers need to get rid of him. Now, I totally agree. Like I said, Hayes has done nothing for this organization but been a waste of salary cap space because he's been hurt all the time, and then when he's out there, he doesn't do anything. As much as I'm not a big fan of John Tortorella, I just think he's basically a bully and a hothead and not a coach. But it's time for the Flyers to move on from Kevin Hayes, too, and to continue this rebuild. Maybe you might get a bucket of balls for him. I don't care, but he needs to go. He really does. Like, enough. You don't. I'm sorry. You don't get the excuse of, oh, my relationship is fractured with my head coach when you're not even out there doing much on the ice. If for one thing, if you were producing and actually, like, you know, playing games instead of recovering from X injury. So please, cry me a river.
No, oh, you're done. Okay, good.
Yeah, I think I'm better now.
That's great. Joe Posnanski, whom I personally like. Every time I've been with Joe, I don't care whether it's in a formal setting or lunch or whatever. He's just, I think, really a smart guy. So, on Substack, he wrote an article, Friday Rewind, Rob Manfred is not the man. And the section entitled, Why is Rob Manfred so bad at this? And it dealt with the Oakland A's situation. Here's what Joe wrote. Rob Manfred decided to give a press conference on Thursday, which means he said a whole bunch of dumb, obviously false, and kind of cruel things. This seems to happen whenever Manfred decides to give a press conference. I don't quite get it. Does he not prepare? Does he not know that he's terrible on the fly? Does he not trust anyone to advise him? Remember when he called the World Series trophy, quote, a piece of metal? I mean, that was sort of the quintessential Rob Manfred press conference moment because he faced what was the most obvious question imaginable, a simple question about whether or not the Astros' World Series title would be marked with an asterisk or taken away, and he said, asking for a piece of metal back seems like a futile act. It was so dumb, but more than dumb, it was so easily avoidable. I mean, do a little studying for the test, man. So on Thursday, when asked about the A's reverse boycott, when 30,000 people went to that dump of a stadium to make a statement about how much they loved baseball and how badly they wanted to keep the A's, the answer was so easy. I mean, you say there are so many good baseball fans in Oakland, and I feel for them as they go through this process. But then you blah, 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 however, how you want about the rest. No, nobody's going to buy that you actually care about the Oakland A's fans. But you're the commissioner of baseball. You have to at least make a token effort to salute the fans for loving baseball and their team, right? This is what he said. Right? It was great. It was great to see what is this year almost an average Major League Baseball crowd in the facility for one night. That's a great thing. That was his quote.
It really just keeps getting better and better, doesn't it?
I mean, it was great. It was great to see what this year is almost an average Major League Baseball crowd in that facility for one night. That's a great thing. That was the quote. You could have gone out and said, hey, the fans of Oakland are great. I mean, I feel awful for them. Everything they've been going through, we've tried to work something out with the city. It just has never panned out with them. The stadium is a huge issue. The A's have needed a new stadium. We haven't been able to get one there. And that's why I feel so awful for those great fans. And it was phenomenal what they did the other night because it shows the passion of the area. That's all you had to say. I just ad-libbed that. Okay? I did not have a prepared statement by a group of people that like 25-year-olds that sit there and go and type it out for you. I mean, come on. It's like, hey, really?
This is gold. It really is.
Well, Joe's right. It's stuff. Look, we've got a lot of people out there right now that get in front of microphones that are awful at ad-libbing. Awful. I'm off script. Oh, God, he's off script. All right. It's just awful. You cannot think on the fly. Just can't. He's one of them. He cannot think on the fly. I mean, I know he's an attorney, but there's so much of a lot of elements that have been handled poorly by him. And I don't know.
He obviously survived a curve by his public speaking professors while studying to become a lawyer.
But it's more than that. He sits down and he listens to Jeff Luhnow of the Houston Astros, who, by the way, was in his own deep trouble. Right? We need to cut back the minor leagues. You need to cut back the minor leagues. You have marketing 4 years ago in 162 cities, towns, and communities in America. 162 affiliated with your major league teams. Free marketing. Maybe it's not free, you have to pay for the players. But marketing in 162 communities. And you gave the middle finger, Rob, to 42 of them, including Williamsport. Oh, but we love going to Williamsport every year, but you don't love putting a team in there. We love going there every day. It's great to link the Little League, but you won't put a team in there.
And by the way, that wrecks high school sports from being played in there. Or further complicates things, too, because they have to keep the MLB dimensions for one stinking game a year.
I mean, it's unbelievable. The lack of... How often have you heard me talk about it in this show? It is innate. It is innate. It's like the wind, okay? Where you know, if you're standing there in an open plain area, you can feel it, but you can't see it, right? But I talk about it all the time. Those who are highly successful at what they do have a feel for the profession over and over again. They don't need to have a sheet given to them saying, we need to do this in this inning. Right? They've already got a feel as to like, okay, you know what? He looks really good tonight. I'll just talk and make sure. You all right? Good. Okay. Fine. Right? You're going to go that seventh inning because guess what? You're going to go through the third time of the order. You want to know why? Because they don't have an idea of how to hit you. Okay? Instead of, well, the card says, oh, good. Well, that's this guy. The card says, right? We're going to save each team $1 million by cutting out 42 minor league teams. Really? $1 million? A utility infielder. Son of a gun. I thought you were a $10 billion industry. You need to save $1 million per team? My goodness. No offense, but I mean, I have an idea that's going to give each team quick cash. Right? Right out of the gate. I'm going to expand. And I'm going to get $2.5 per expansion fee. It's $5 billion divided by 30. How about that idea? And then I'm going to put 8 more minor league teams out there. So that's 10 teams I'm adding and a total of 10 markets I'm adding that will promote baseball by making that move. How about that one? No? I mean, it's not like Roger Goodell looked great in response to Jim Trotter's question about minorities. He didn't do well there. Then the whole Trotter thing was handled wrong. Gary Bettman, who's had a lot of controversies, didn't help himself on concussions or the Chicago Blackhawks sexual abuse scandal. Silver, for the most part, Silver did not handle the issue with Daryl Morey's retweet on China well at all. Right? Now you've got this. This guy just makes one mistake after another. It's unbelievable. I mean, Poznanski, okay, I can tell you flat out, Joe loves baseball. He even wrote a book, Why We Love Baseball. He wrote it. Okay? Well, Poznanski, I can tell you right now, Joe loves sports. Joe loves baseball. And he's got to just drive him nuts looking at a guy like this. It's just stunning. Some people don't have a good feel for it. And he is a guy that gives you the impression that he doesn't have a real feel for it. Don't know. Yeah. And you can see it in so many areas of sports, whether it's a front office. You're not going to make every move right. You're not going to make every move right. But you can just tell that when somebody has a feel for it, right? Where there's really good reasons why and their gut instinct that they need to be doing this. And then there are other people that just they just make decisions. And you just sit back and go, over here in the back, I don't get it. And they have no feel for it. And they've got to do things by the numbers. And because they can't do anything else except do it by the numbers. And it's almost stunning. And there are a lot of people that fall into that category, by the way. A lot of people. I don't care whether it's on the field, on the court, coaching it, running a franchise, right? Announcing it. I mean, you can tell when people don't have a feel for it. You sit there and go, oh, geez. It makes it a less enjoyable experience. Then you see somebody who has a feel for it, like, wow. That's fun to watch. San Diego State, by the way, gave the Mountain West written notice this week. They intend to resign from the conference. Now, the timing of it is important. And it's, you know, and I know people are like trying to link them to the Pac-12 right away. I'm not, you know, and this would be the first step to them attempting to do it. But the timing was critical for them because the Mountain West was kicking up exit fees. So by saying they would get out now, the exit fee for San Diego State would be $16.5 million. If they gave them notice on July 1st, hey, the new fiscal year, $34 million. Now, they're asking for an extension to July 31st from the Mountain West because they would like to take an extra month to explore what the options are. So they'd like to see an extension of the exit fee of $16.5 million to go an extra 31 days. And then we kick into $34 million on August 1st. They've asked for that, but we don't know if that's going to... if they're going to get that or not. And the reason they say is, given the unforeseeable delays involving other collegiate athletic conferences beyond our control, San Diego State has to give them a one-year notice if it officially wants to withdraw. Okay? So that they would like to, they've told them they would like to do that, but they would like an additional month to figure it out. San Diego State Athletic Director J.D. Wicker told Dennis Dodd of CBS, "We basically went from, hey, you're doing a good job, your break is coming, to you're the only team in Southern California that plays FBS football that isn't in the Big Ten." Now, what's making this difficult for San Diego State is that the Pac-12, their media negotiations continue to be circling a fogged-in airport. And the current deal with ESPN and Fox expires in 12 months. And the Pac-12 says they don't want to do any expansion until they have the deal solidified. Now, it doesn't mean they couldn't go to the Big 12. San Diego State, by the way, charter member of the Mountain West back in 1999. We'll take a break. Back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, great to have you with us on the show. So San Diego State is in the process of at least trying to make some sort of move. And it if they did not have the more than double exit fee number, they could wait. But June 30th is the deadline, and they're asking for an extension to July 31. But under the current deal, it's 16.5 on June 30th. It's $34 million on July 1, since it hits midnight. And that's why they're looking at saying, hey, because that's one of UConn's biggest problems. UConn, I think, paid, what, $18 million to get out of the American to go to the Big East? I mean, they haven't paid that money back yet. And if they wanted to go to the Big 12, guess what? There's another exit fee they'll have to pay the Big East. It's like teams that have, like college football teams. Yeah, we fired three coaches in 5 years. Yeah, we're paying four of them now. Okay, there you go. Oh, man.
They might as well have Rob Manfred as their spokesperson.
Yeah, right. That's what we'll see. But that's... look, they make sense for the Pac-12, but the Pac-12... here's the problem the Pac-12 has. I don't think... they want to get into the neighborhood of 31 like, what, 31-7 that the Big 12's getting. They want to get in the neighborhood of that, but at least be like $27 to $30 million somewhere in there per school. They can't cobble together enough entities to get them to that number. And that's the problem they have right now. And that's, I think that's going to be... That's going to be the issue. And that's an issue, by the way, not just for the Pac-12. It's an issue for San... Now, San Diego State ends up would make out well at $20 million. That's way more than what they get in the Mountain West. The problem is that's way less than what Oregon and Washington are getting now. Big issues. Boy, see those Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl rings? Oof.
Yeah, pretty not bad.
Pretty impressive. Must be great to have more than one of those.
I'm sure it is.